हिंदुस्तान में ना ह्यूमन की वैल्यू बहुत कम है, जान की वैल्यू नहीं है. वेरी ऑनेस्टली आई थिंक इंडियन इकोसिस्टम नीड्स वन करेक्शंस. आवर सर्जन्स शुड बी पेड मोर. सो वी कॉल्ड द पेशेंट, सर व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन, यू हैड योर प्रोसीजर स्केड्यूल, यू वर सपोज टू कम, व्हाट हैपेंड. सो वी ड्रोव फ्रॉम गुड़गांव टू नोएडा, पिक्ड हिम अप इन अ कार एंड वी ड्रोव हिम टू द हॉस्पिटल. ऑन हिज वे ही टोल्ड अस दैट हाउ नर्वस ही वॉज. I think he was in mid-60s, that for the first time in his life, healthcare has not been able to solve, not just pain. Do you know the attrition rate in hospitals of nurses is literally 80%. Bahut saare logon ne entrepreneurs ko celebrate kiya, kisi ne usko Forbes ke magazine pe dal diya, kisi ne unko, you know, Shark Tank bana diya. To sabko laga entrepreneurs ki journeys to badi lavish hai, lekin unko peeche dikhta nahi hai kitna mehnat hota hai.
Welcome to the Indian Silicon Valley podcast. I'm your host Shivraj, and today I have with me the co-founder of Pristine Care, Harsimarbir Singh. This episode also comes at an interesting point because there was an article which recently mentioned a lot of things about the company, and that was not, by the way, heard from the founder's side as to what they had to say about the things mentioned in the article. So we want to have this conversation to understand what the founders have to say about things that were mentioned in the article, and also about the model of healthcare in and of itself, right? Healthcare is perhaps one of the most trust ingrained sector, right? It is a very delicate sector that requires a high amount of trust building, and it is these incidents that can spoil or make trust. So we want to address those head on. Thank you so much, Harsh, for joining me. It's an absolute pleasure to be hosting you and addressing all of these things that have been talked about.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I think the article is just an aspect, and we respect the journalist's opinion.
Yeah.
But we very responsibly say that, you know, they presented a sort of perspective which was extremely narrow, and you know, maybe we get a chance to talk about what really, really goes on behind building the most, you know, the most advanced, but also the most a patient caring organization in the world, and what we're doing about it. And yeah, maybe we'll share some of those things, and everybody will have their opinion.
Absolutely. And I've had the pleasure of, you know, hosting you a while back on the podcast itself.
Yes.
And also hosting you a couple of blocks away from this building in an auditorium.
Yeah.
So it's been a couple of interactions in the making. I've known you for a couple of years now. And I've had the pleasure of understanding how deeply you've thought about some of this. And it's long due to also understand the founder side of the story, right? Because we're also in a system where so much of this can be addressed by the people building it.
Yeah.
So why not hear that side of the story?
Sure.
I think a couple of things, right? And maybe let's address the elephant in the room, right? Broadly, the way we look at healthcare, it always looks like that the provider of health and the patient want different things. Right, which is to say that the provider of healthcare, in this case, Pristine Care, will only make money if you do more surgeries, right, fundamentally. And the patient, of course, wants to get healed of whatever sickness they are going through, or in this case, the process and the surgery they have to undergo in your model, right? Now, many would argue that the incentive here for you as a company is to increase your sales, is to increase the number of surgeries, and thus, so a lot of these incentives are about, you know, how does the patient sort of like, so there were talks around patients getting incentivized to get surgeries done first, doctors getting incentivized to push for surgery, employees at the organization pushing patients to get to surgery, right? All of this is related to the incentives in healthcare. Talk to us about this entire trifecta, right? Like, how do you look at this as a company? How do you be responsible about this? And what is the reality behind the scenes to make it happen?
No, absolutely. I think what most people don't realize is, while we are in healthcare, right, we are also a for-profit organization, right? So we want to make money, but the reality is Pristine is not a, you know, a product company, right? We don't have a shoes, we don't have a mobile phone, we don't have a online website where people come and does something and pay money. We make money when a patient gets healthy, right? Whatever the world might say, this is the final blatant truth. Right. So for us, hum paise nahi bana sakte if somebody doesn't get well, right? And if we understand that fact well, the only and only reason round karke Pristine exist karta hai, wo yehi karta hai ki Pristine aayega, sorry, patient aayega, they will be unwell. If they will be unwell, if we give them a cure and they become healthier, they will pay us. So I think our incentives are fundamentally aligned to make patients healthy. I think that's, we cannot forget it. So anything which we do has to justify this part. Right. I think the second aspect for everyone to understand is that we are in elective surgery, right? Elective by design, bahut sare logon ko, because it's a tricky word, elective ka matlab hota hai, non-emergency,
correct,
planned surgeries. Matlab kisi ki jaan to nahi ja rahi hai, hopefully, but aap plan kar sakte hain. So you are in a little bit pain, but you can plan it. So anything from cataract, hair transplant, kidney stone, hernia, piles, varicose vein, you know, mostly these surgeries can be planned, that you can meet a doctor, share your concern, show your reports, and then plan for your procedure. Of course, there are the exception where somebody middle of the night can get a kidney stone pain, right? Where it gets stuck in a urethra, or somebody might get an appendix pain, where it is more like an unemergency kind of surgery, but that situation sometimes becomes emergency because of tolerance of pain. But largely it is planned surgeries. So pehle to clear karte hain, hum surgeries karte hain. I think the second aspect is when a patient comes to us, right, they don't come and tell us ki yaar mere pet mein kuch ho raha hai and I'm feeling a little bit uneasiness, and why don't you look what's going wrong, and we'll tell, hey, by the way, you have a gallstone, or by the way, you might have a hernia, or by the way, your appendix might be, and I'm using a very, simplistic example. When patients come to see us, they tell us, hey, I have been diagnosed with a piles. I think I need hernia. My general physician or my GP has, diagnosed this with this. So majority patients which reach out to Pristine come with diagnosed disease, because we are very, very, very well positioned as surgeons. Mm-hmm. So Pristine is in 40 cities. We have 200 plus clinics. We have 400 plus super specialty surgeons on our, who work with Pristine full time. They're like you and me. They're like the employees of the company. They sit down in these clinics. So we are surgeons, and it's very well positioned. So when a patient reaches out to us, they don't come and tell us ke mere sar mein dukh raha hai. They come and tell us कि मेरे को मेरे डॉक्टर ने सर्जरी प्रिस्क्राइब की है या मेरे डॉक्टर ने एडवांस स्टेज प्रिस्क्राइब की है, प्लीज हैव अ लुक. दैट्स द फर्स्ट एस्पेक्ट. द सेकंड एस्पेक्ट हियर जिवराज इज लुक एट द सर्जरीज वी डू, राइट? वी डू हेयर ट्रांसप्लांट, राइट? बाय द वे, इन माय टर्बन इट डजंट सी, बट आई एम आल्सो लूजिंग अ लॉट ऑफ हेयर. नाउ हेयर ट्रांसप्लांट इज अ वेरी चॉइस बेस्ड डिजीज. आई कैन नॉट कम एंड टेल यू यू नीड एन हेयर ट्रांसप्लांट. इट्स अ लाइफस्टाइल चॉइस, राइट? देन देयर इज कैटरैक्ट, व्हिच इज इंडिया में करीबन 8 से 10 मिलियन लोगों को कैटरैक्ट है. You cannot fake a cataract. Or cataract ka ilaaj dawai se nahi hota hai. Right? Then there is ear, nose, throat. I also have tonsils, by the way. I've been advised a procedure or a medicine, right? So nobody's pushing me for a surgery. But doctor said, arey yaar, tumhe tonsil hai. Har sardiyan tum bimar hote ho. Ideally, you should take these medicines, you will cure. But if you want a permanent solution, maybe you can think about that. Mm-hmm. Right? Then we do gynecomastia. Gynecomastia is like loose male, like a male chest, which is loosened up. Again, duniya mein koi tel to hai nahi ki isse chest theek ho jayegi. It's a very lifestyle choice. Okay. Somebody might be uncomfortable, just like hair transplant, somebody might not be uncomfortable. Then we do, gallstone. And I'm not a doctor, by the way, so pardon my medical knowledge, but at least I'm not aware that gallstones vakt ke saath rehte apne ap theek ho jayenge. And, the reality is I lost my own aunt, my mom's real sister, to gallstone cancer last year. And she came from a difficult family background. But what I can tell you is, had she been diagnosed earlier in her life, few years earlier, and somebody would have held her to get it removed, she would have not ended, in a difficult state. In fact, one of my best friends who works with us as well, Tarun, his mother-in-law passed away with the same ailment in COVID. So gallstones cannot be removed without a surgical intervention, and there is no other way to do it. We do hernia. कोई इलाज नहीं है दुनिया में हरने का, कोई दवाई ठीक नहीं करती, उसका कोई और तरीका नहीं है. वी डू नी रिप्लेसमेंट. अभी मेरे जो को फाउंडर है डॉक्टर वैभव, उनके फादर का नी रिप्लेसमेंट हुआ है. ही हैज बीन थिंकिंग ऑफ नी रिप्लेसमेंट फॉर 20 years, राइट? दैट गाय इज 75. फॉर वेन ही वॉज 55, द फर्स्ट टाइम ही फेल्ट दैट हिज वॉक वॉज नॉट कम्फर्टेबल. वेन ही वॉज माई को फाउंडर गॉट मैरिड अबाउट 12 years अगो. ऑन हिज मैरिज डेट ही सेड कि अब तो मैं शादी हो गई बेटे की, अब तो करा लूंगा. ही इज गॉट इट डन आफ्टर 12 years. Now, it's a decision which was in the making, but it's knee replacement. Okay. There are people who will never get it. So, what I'm trying to sort of push the point out is, hum surgery kar rahe hain. Hum mobile ka sim nahi bech rahe hain ki maine aapko do bari pooch liya, to aap kar loge. Okay. Right? So, surgery is a very, very advanced I mean, you're going to go inside an operation theater, somebody is going to literally give you an anesthesia, you're going to be subconscious or rather unconscious for a while, and we're going to literally cut open your body.
Yeah.
Do you think, is it like a credit card ki maine aapko bola ki sir ispe to free credit card mil raha hai, aap le lo to aap milenge. It's a very conscious decision, can take from the first time the patient meets us up to almost like 15 minutes. I think the second thing which people, or the third thing which people don't realize is, Hindustan mein na human ki value bahut kam hai, jaan ki value nahi hai. In the West, elective or non-emergency procedures are given preference, because hota kya hai, insurance company ko paisa dena hota hai. तो अगर आदमी बीमार होएगा और डिजीज ज्यादा डिफिकल्ट होएगी द कॉस्ट विल गो हाई सो दे वुड रिकमेंड एन इलेक्टिव सर्जरी वेरी वेरी क्विकली हमारे देश में बिकॉज ऑफ द यू नो सो मेनी सोशल इकोनॉमिक फैक्टर्स एक छोटे से पाइल्स की सर्जरी जो 15-20 मिनट में हो सकती है एक घंटे के ओटी प्रोसीजर में हो सकती है बहुत ही छोटा प्रोसीजर है एंड यू कैन बी क्योर्ड लाइक वेरी हेल्दी पीपल डाई विद इट राइट सो पीपल टेक दिस चॉइस ऑफ हेल्थ केयर टूवर्ड्स द लेटर हाफ ऑफ लाइफ तो एवरेज पेशेंट जो प्रिस्टीन के पास आता है वो अपनी डिजीज से 5 से 10 साल से स्ट्रगल कर रहा होता है ये थोड़ा कि कल पाइल्स हुआ है और आज आके सर्जरी करा लिए आई यू हैव बीन स्ट्रगलिंग फॉर 5 years 4 million पीपल इन इंडिया हैव पाइल्स 4 million पीपल राइट सर्जरी थोड़ा 4 million लोगों की होती है बट सो मेनी ऑफ देम स्ट्रगल एवरी सेकेंड और थर्ड इंडियन हैज अ सम ग्रेड ऑफ पाइल्स अब आपको थोड़ा से ग्रेड का पाइल्स हुआ है आप दवाई से भी ठीक करा सकते हो और अगर आपको लग रहा है कि नहीं यार यू नो इट इज लाइक सेइंग के मेरे को वेट लॉस करना है कोई बोलता है कि यार मैं अपनी डाइट सही करूंगा और दिन रात एक्सरसाइज करूंगा भागूंगा दूसरा आदमी बोलेगा मुझे तो कीटो करना है मुझे तो 20 दिन में चाहिए सो आई थिंक इट्स जस्ट अ वे किसी को दवाई से ठीक होना है एंड समबडी इज ओके टू यूज अ सर्जिकल इंटरवेंशन एंड गेट क्योर्ड फास्ट एंड मे बी मोर परमानेंट सो हम किसी को फोर्स नहीं कर सकते आई थिंक द फाइनल थिंग विच वी आर ऑल वेरी डेटा ड्रिवन पीपल एवरी डे 36,000 पेशेंट्स who need a surgical intervention, reach out to Pristine and talk to our, you know, care coordinators. And we have 700 care coordinators plus. 36,000. Of these 36,000, 15,000 are new patients. That means they have been reaching out to us for the first time. The number of patients who end up meeting our doctors is only 1,200. And the number of patients who might undergo procedure is 200, 300, right? So that numbers from 36,000 to 200, 300 a day is no conversion metrics. Right. But very honestly, I at the end of the day, I'm building an enterprise or saal ke end mein toh mujhe P&L statement dekhni agar mera bus chalta toh yaar, don't you think 36,000 logon ki surgery honi chahiye? But the reality is everybody will not need it. Everybody will not afford it. Everybody is not advised for it. Everybody is, not even ready for it. You know, I got a surgery done in my shoulder. I was been suffering from it for 17 years. मुझे 17 साल लग गए decide करने में क्या मुझे surgery कराना है. So I think ये जो context है कि किसी को हम force कर सकते हैं surgery और उसके पीछे incentive हो सकता है, is nearly an impossible proposition. In fact, you know what? And maybe just to finish the point, the doctors, right? The surgeons. We are a very, very, very data-driven company, fully automated. Mm-hmm. We have a team of almost 150 engineers which track everything, every bit of patient cell right from the first time they reach out to us to post-surgery treatment. So when a patient doctor ko milta hai, they have to do an entire electronic medical record, any EMR. A doctor can't change it. Once he has punched into data, it is there for life, right? A surgeon meets a patient, he has to record every symptom. Every symptom is in the book. It's not a paper prescription ke baad mein koi mukar sakta ki maine to likha hi nahi hai. It's in the book. It's in electronic record. Anybody can come into our office. They can actually check it. So that means the surgeon, when he's examining, he or she is examining the patient, they are putting down all patient symptoms. And then they are prescribing a surgery. In fact, we have now built a system where a surgeon, if prescribes the symptoms, and they don't add up to be a surgery, cannot even suggest it, even if the surgeon wants it. While we don't want to, you know, there can be situations where technology is wrong and doctor has to
judgment
overrule.
Calls.
There are judgment calls and we allow for those exceptions, but they are far inferior, less than 0.5%. System will only not allow you to suggest the surgery. So the chance, ye jo thought hai na ki hum kisi ko force kar sakte hain surgery ke, nearly impossible. It just doesn't make sense.
Got it. सो आई टेक अवे फ्रॉम दैट कि पोस्ट डायग्नोसिस मोस्टली आते हैं, इस पर भी कोई नंबर्स हैं, हाउ मनी फोक्स आर पोस्ट डायग्नोसिस वर्सेज हाउ मनी फोक्स आर एक्सप्लोरिंग कि अच्छा मुझे ये प्रॉब्लम है, आई वॉन्ट टू गेट अ सर्जरी डन.
सो यू नो just the way we have, you know, one of the factors as we interact, you will realize is pristine has to build a trust, huge factor, right? We have to build a trust in the system.
Absolutely.
That a patient can sort of trust us on the decision we take for them.
Correct.
So hota ke we have put in so many chambers in between that when a patient reaches out to us and they tell us, hey, I have never met a doctor, I am suspecting this disease, we don't even get them to meet a surgeon. We suggest them, hey, looks like there could be multiple other things and you should meet a surgeon. And uske niche hamara thoda matlab hi reason bhi hai. See, we, at the end of the day, we have surgeons, right? Surgeons are also, you know, remuneration-wise, slightly highly paid.
Of course.
So we are optimizing as a very business entity their time. We want to make sure that they meet the patients who really, really need them. Otherwise, we will have to say no to certain patients.
Correct.
Who might need the surgeon, you know, in their need. Second, a surgeon is going to do a surgery, they're going to go inside the hospital, they're going to spend 2, 3, 4 hours, and you know, so there is their time management. So we try to optimize that when they meet a patient, the patient has already been advised a surgery or has been suggested that you might need a procedure. So we are able to filter out the patient who have no clue that, hey, I have something going on, I don't know what it is. We rather suggest them to our you know, GP network, which we keep working with, but we try to not schedule their appointment. So all the 36,000 patients and then the 12,000 patients and the 201 which actually meet the surgeons, all of them have either been advised a procedure or they have been suggested at some point in the time they might need a procedure. So very, very surgical in nature.
Got it. Going deeper there, you know, so one of the things that was also mentioned and one may wonder is that doctor incentives, right?
Sure.
How you remunerate them. Cannot be based on variable compensation which rewards more surgeries, because by definition then the doctors also want to do more surgeries. If they do more surgeries, there'll be more money. What is the solve for this and how do you look at this part?
So majority of, and no, fair question, I think majority of doctors in pristine, and this majority is upwards of 85%, right? Mm-hmm. Are on full time with pristine. What that means is irrespective they do any surgery in a month, they're going to be paid a very, very handsome amount.
Got
right?
It.
Since we're touching on the topic, very honestly, I think Indian ecosystem needs one corrections. Hmm. Our surgeons should be paid more.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is also a doctor. She's 35. She's a pediatrician. She's not a surgeon. But both my co-founders are, my friends are. You know, you have to think of surgeon's life or a doctor's life. 18, they enter medical school. 23, 23 and a half, they finish their MBBS. Then they do a residency. Then they go for a master's or MS in surgery or MS in medicine, or some other form of master's or postgraduate school. They spend 2.5-3 years there. Then they go for a senior residency for another 3 to 4 years. Then they go for a fellowship. By the time they are ready to earn anything, their age is 33. Aur aaj ek 22 saal ka ladka engineering mein nikal ke seedha bolta hai ki, you know, you all understand. Give me a very handsome package, right?
Can I?
A doctor, a surgeon who's 33 will earn, or 30, 33 will literally earn a decent salary for the first time in their lives. So by the time they are 40, right, their salaries are not even at the level of a corporate salary. Very, very honestly, I think my salary is at 30 or 28, 29 was more than some of our surgeons' salary at 40 to 43. And that's not a great place. And so we need to start paying our surgeons higher. And I think one of the things we've done is, and when we started, by the way, we were not very sure what's the right way. But I think as we have started to increase, our surgeon salaries have increased by a mark of 50-70%. So we need to, as a country, as a healthcare ecosystem, need to correct the surgeons on the doctor's salary. But so in our case, we have made fixed component of doctor's procedure extremely, extremely high, which sort of takes care of the fact that they have to prescribe a surgery. Mm-hmm. Then what we've done is we have built in a lot of protection methods. So one of the first protection methods I've talked to is every patient who reaches out to pristine is first given a care coordinator.
Right.
You know, the surprising thing is pristine mein 700 care coordinator hai. Har patient ko ek remote care coordinator milta hai. Pristine mein 200 frontliners hai jo sirf cities mein hai jo patients ki admission discharge karate hain. You know, I don't know how many people understand pristine's model. We are full stack, but we are asset light. What that means is hum khud ka clinic chalate hain. Hamare khud ke doctors hamare clinic mein baithte hain. लेकिन जब एक पेशेंट को सर्जरी करना होता है तो हम एक पार्टनर हॉस्पिटल में जाते हैं और उनका ऑपरेशन थिएटर और रूम रेंट पे लेते हैं, हमारा ही डॉक्टर जाता है, हमारा ही पेशेंट जाता है और हम सर्जरी करते हैं, लेकिन हम इसे काफ़ी स्टेप्स आगे जाते हैं. सारी एडवांस्ड मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट्स प्रिस्टीन इंश्योर्ड. सो वी हैव ब्रॉट, वी हैव इन्वेस्टेड इन द मोस्ट एडवांस्ड मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट्स. एवरी सर्जरी इन प्रिस्टीन राइट फ्रॉम एयर ट्रांसप्लांट टू नी रिप्लेसमेंट इज द मोस्ट एडवांस इन इंडिया इफ नॉट द वर्ल्ड. सो वी बॉट दीज इक्विपमेंट्स, सो इक्विपमेंट्स भी हॉस्पिटल जाती हैं. हम और भी एक स्टेप आगे जाते हैं, हम पेशेंट को घर से लेके आते हैं, हम पेशेंट को एडमिशन कराते हैं. एवरेज एडमिशन टाइम इन अ हॉस्पिटल इज 3 hours. प्रिस्टीन के 82% पेशेंट का 32 minutes है, राइट? सो वी डू दैट. So there are 200 people on the ground just managing these things.
Yeah.
There are 100 people in the office who are just arranging for patients and attendants' food. The reality is, majority hospitals in India don't really have a organized kitchen. Okay. Or agar hai bhi hai, to wo patients ko to food dete hai, attendant ko koi khana deta. Correct. Aap bade se bade hospital mein chale jaiye, attendant ka khana khud se paisa dena padta hai. Right. And a lot of times attendants struggle for it. So there's a 100 member team in the office is looking for attendants' food. Then there is a 100 member team in the office which checks with patients who are admitted inside the hospitals every 3 hours. Hey, are you doing okay? Is everything wrong? Of course, WhatsApp bot chalta hai, of course, IVR chalta hai. But then there is a physical team because there's a physical guy, a physical body inside the hospital.
Correct.
Then there is a 100 member team which is just ensuring that no doctor is ever late, no doctor is in need of an emergency equipment. The 100 member team just doing that.
Ubers भी बुक करते हो आप?
और Uber भी बुक करते हैं हम लोग. हमने Uber, Ola, Blue Smart सबसे डायब किया हुआ, और फिर वेंडर्स भी हैं. हम लोगों को घर से भी लेके आते हैं, घर भी छोड़ते हैं. और यू नो, इन सारों के पीछे बहुत छोटी छोटी चीज़ें हैं. यू नो, मे बी डाइवर्टिंग फ्रॉम द क्वेश्चन, 2018 वेरी लेट वी स्टार्ट द बिजनेस. 2019 में वी वर डूइंग प्रॉब्ली 15-20 प्रोसीजर सर्जरीज अ मंथ, या 30 सर्जरीज अ मंथ. एंड वी हैड अ एल्डरली कपल आउट ऑफ नोएडा, तो उनका बेटा रहते थे US में. तो उन्होंने फर्स्ट टाइम रीच आउट किया, फिर उनके पेरेंट्स आए हमसे मिलने, उनका प्रोसीजर होना था. ऑन द डे ऑफ द सर्जरी 8 बजे सुबह उनके बेटे का मुझे US से कॉल आता है कि हर्ष, यू नो, वील नॉट बी एबल टू डू द सर्जरी टुडे, एंड यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड, वी आर सच अ स्मॉल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, वी हैव ऑर्गेनाइज सो मेनी डिफरेंट थिंग्स, एंड वी वर अ टीम ऑफ 3-4 people, 3 co-founders एंड 2 supporters. तो हमारे लिए तो इट वॉज लाइक, यू नो, द वर्ल्ड हैज एंडेड एंड सडनली 10% ऑफ पेशेंट्स आर नॉट गोइंग टू शो अप दिस मंथ, हाउ विल वी इवन सर्वाइव? Right, so we politely asked, sir, what's the concern? He says, my dad has having cold feet.
Correct.
So we called the patient, says, sir, what's going on? You had your procedure scheduled, you were supposed to come, what happened? He says, ke beta mere gaadi chala ke aane wala tha, mere aur koi relative to nahi hai, and subah subah I'm just not able to drive myself. You know, we had nothing else to do in our lives, so we drove from Gurgaon to Noida, picked him up in a car, and we drove him to the hospital. On his way, he told us that how nervous he was. I think he was in mid-60s, that for the first time in his life, he was actually going to be in a hospital. First time in his life.
60 years.
60 years, yeah. He was extremely healthy. For the first time he was going in his life, he was going to go to the hospital in his life. Son abroad, only son abroad, husband, wife, no relatives in Noida. He just couldn't gather the, you know, the pressure of driving. I think, and that touched us. And we said, hey, why don't we give an option of travel to every patient? We are a high ticket size, you know, sort of a patient AOV. So he said, we can afford that.
Correct.
And since then to today, I think hum har mahine kam se kam nahi to 30,000 Uber or Ola, and now Blue Smart, our good friends Blue Smart, hum woh rides book karte hain. And not just in Delhi, by the way, even in Ranchi, even in Guwahati, even in Chandigarh, jahan patient ko ghar se leke aate hain, patient ko ghar pe drop karte hain. Bahut baar to patient ke attendant ko bhi drop kar rahe hote, right? And you know, I actually had the same experience when my mom underwent the procedure. And I thought I was, hey, I'm this Punjabi guy, fearless and super brave. But the day of the surgery on my mom and I'm driving her to the hospital, I had cold feet. And I think for us, I think as a team, we've built every process, you know, very much based on experiencing the patient's side. Okay. So every patient is driven to the hospital, right? So hum itta sara kuch karte hain. Kareeban 1500 log aise hain pristine mein, jo ek normal hospital mein hote nahi. 1500 people in pristine, 700 care coordinators, 200 people on the ground looking for admission and discharge, 100 people in the office booking Ubers, 100 people in the office looking at patient food, right? And 100 people just ensuring that doctors don't have a problem because they're going to be taking care of our patients. Mm-hmm. These 1500 odd people don't exist in normal healthcare. Yeah. And that's why our digital NPS is 62. And you know, the reason I'm saying digital is no manual intervention. And you know, many of the sometimes listeners don't understand, NPS is like a net promoter score.
Correct.
It basically means how many of your users will recommend your service
to somebody
else. Yeah. 62%. India ki healthcare ki average 34. Right. 34. And I think it takes us so much effort to do it.
Correct.
And hence, and still sometimes there are questions around, hey, have you forced somebody to say, it's nearly impossible.
Right.
You know, doctors EMR bharte hain. Har doctor ko, har patient ki puri detail bharni hai. There are 150 points before they can suggest a surgery. Then we have all the algorithms which check all these points that has doctor made a mistake. Then there is an electronic record of a doctor putting up a surgery that tomorrow, if somebody questions ki yaar mujhe surgery ke liye aapne bol diya aur surgery ki zarurat nahi thi, a doctor can lose their license of practice, which is their livelihood. Then it doesn't end there. Then there are diagnostics. Every time doctor suggests a diagnostic, there's a different team which looks out. So doctor ka koi role nahi hai. A different team looks at diagnostics, then they upload the information. Again, doctor has to verify on our electronic records that diagnostic is necessary. It doesn't end there. Before the surgery, there's a pre-anesthesia check team. Puri duniya mein koi concept nahi hai. There's a pre-anesthesia check team which is sitting in our office. These are team of doctors who talk to the patients that, hey, have you been advised surgery? Have you been explained everything? Did you given an explanation? Were you made understand why medicine says other surgery will help? Are you on blood thinning? Are you on diabetes? Are you on any? Are you an asthma patient? Do you have an implant or a sort of a supporter implanted in your body? They do all these checks even before the patient lands up the hospital. It doesn't end there. On the day of the surgery, patient gets to the hospital, then another anesthesia check happens. Then the doctor, the resident doctor undergoes the patient vitals. Surgeon to uske baad aate hai, right? Mm-hmm. So from the time a surgeon and advised surgery to the surgery happen, there are at least four set of people
checks
who are checking procedure. And then there is our technology. We map how many patients the doctor has seen, how many symptoms they were there, what kind of symptoms, and how many patients the doctor said a surgery. We have done upwards of 2.5 lakh surgery, so we have very, very strong database. And we have mapped 1 million+ surgical patients, so we can actually tell if a doctor is making a mistake. And we share these insights and protection mechanisms to the doctor, telling them that you have to be super careful before you can advise surgery.
Mm.
But Jibraj, I think the crux is not even this. Mm. The crux is, hum agar mobile phone kharidte hain na, to hum online interviews padhte hain, reviews padhte hain, char logon se baat karte hain. Hum surgery ki baat kar rahe hain. आपको पता है सर्जरी इन इंडिया इज अ फैमिली डिसीजन, इट्स नॉट एन इंडिविजुअल डिसीजन. मतलब बाय मेडिकल लॉ आप सर्जरी कराने अकेले भी नहीं आ सकते, आपके साथ अटेंडेंट आना जरूरी है. राइट, सो यू कांट हाइड समबडी एंड कम फॉर सर्जरी, इट्स यू हैव टू बिल्ड अटेंडेंट. इट्स अ फैमिली डिसीजन एंड इट्स नॉट चीप, इट्स नॉट 200-300 रुपीज. हम जो पेशेंट्स को केटर कर रहे हैं, दे आर मिडिल क्लास टू लो मिडिल क्लास एंड दे हैव टू पे अपवर्ड्स ऑफ 50-70,000-1 lakh रुपीज. राइट, सो हिंदुस्तान में जहाँ पे पर कैपिटा इनकम ईयरली पर कैपिटा ऑफ GDP $8,000 है, राइट, उसमें 50,000 इज अ वेरी हाई अमाउंट.
करेक्ट,
हमारा एवरेज हाउस होल्ड ऑफ पेशेंट्स जो प्रिसिंग में सर्जरी कराते हैं, उनकी एवरेज हाउस होल्ड इनकम इज 50-70,000. व्हाट दैट मींस इज, हम एक पेशेंट को बोल रहे हैं कि आप अपने एक महीने की सैलरी हमारे पास रखिए, तो वो डिसीजन इतना छोटा नहीं है.
Correct.
तो ये जो फोर्स ऑफ सर्जरी है, डॉक्टर्स दैट आई वुड नॉट गो टू द स्टैंड ऑफ सेइंग that doctors are gods. Doctors can have a bad day. They can sometimes misdiagnose the system, but we have built so many checks and balances that even if a doctor has made a mistake, technology will check. Pre-anesthesia will check. Diagnostics will check. Pre-anesthesia check in the hospital will check. Resident medical doctor will check, then the surgery will happen. So there's so many checks in the system that this kind of takes care of it.
Yeah, no. Goes to show ki kafi care ke saath ye build kiya hua hai, because it's not just, you replace what was already happening. Because in an alternative world, you're saying ki normal hospital mein jao, line mein wait karo, khud se insurance clear karwao, fir jaake khud ko admit karwao, and fir karo, right? Which is like such a long process, manual in nature, no checks and balances in comparison to what is happening, versus doing this is a huge, huge commendable thing and is required agar long-term build karna hai. But, just quickly probing here again, very, very interestingly, does this break at scale, right? Kyunki aap itne baar ye kar rahe ho, is it possible that, एक कहीं सर्जरी इधर उधर हो गई बिकॉज देर आर सो मेनी मूविंग पार्ट्स बिकॉज दिस इज ऑपरेशनली सो चैलेंजिंग एंड ऑल्सो द अदर पॉइंट यू नो दैट अदर पीपल कीप वंडरिंग एंड आई डोंट थिंक दिस इज वेरी क्लियर टू द मासेस विच इज टू से दैट वी सी बैक्ड हो सो यू विल हैव टू शो सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ ग्रोथ यू विल हैव टू शो सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ रेवेन्यू एंड दस यू विल हैव टू बी अग्रेसिव राइट लाइक दिस इज नॉट वेरी एविडेंटली क्लियर क्या ये रियलिटी में होता है इज देर अ रियल प्रेशर ऑन यू एज अ फाउंडर कि अगर हमने नहीं ग्रो किया राइट विल देर बी बैक स्लैश एंड इफ दैट इज ट्रू हाउ डज दैट ड्राइव यू एज अ कंपनी
No, I think you actually asked two questions. So I think one is that, and which is a question for all this slightly new age business model startups, which
operationally some sort of scale karoge.
Operationally scale, and they raise some capital. Ke VCs ka pressure hai.
Correct.
So I think let me answer this. The most easy one. So you have to understand. We started in 2019,
mm-hmm.
2020 COVID, 2021 COVID, from 2019 to 2023. And we've already done 200,000 plus surgeries, right? And we'll do 100,000 surgeries this year itself. So we have scaled, but do we have the pressure of our investors? Hands on, no. We are extremely lucky that from the first investor we got, which is Sequoia, which is now Peak 15, to Hummingbird, which is a UK-based investor, to Epic Capital, to Tiger Global, you know, and to Winter Capital and maybe a couple of other support investors as well, none of them has ever asked us, okay, why aren't you growing fast or slow? Ever. The only question they have ever asked us is, are you sure that no patient is under risk? So I think, and I think this is by design.
Yeah.
When we raised our first round of capital, we raised, you know, about $4 million and we were a few months old company, three co-founders. We had like 10 term sheets. And I think the only way we were segmenting was, which is the investor? What is the questions they are asking? And the investor we took Peak 15, which was ago that time, the guy who sits on a board is Ashish Agarwal. His mom and dad are actually surgeons. They run a small hospital in Ghaziabad. So dad is a general surgeon, mom is a gynecologist. So he understood the pulse. He understood the pulse of the business. I think they evaluated us so deeply. He visited our hospital, the only and only investor in our stage one series A who visited our hospital was Peak 15 or Sequoia, right? We had 10 term sheets. Some of them offered us better valuation, but we went with Sequoia because the guy on a board understood healthcare. He went to the hospitals, met our hospital owners, met our doctors and asked us, how are you ensuring that the patient is safe? And then he said, "Acha, by the way, paisa kitna kama rahe ho?" Right, not because see they are also making into a strategic, you know, investment. But first they checked him, you know, what are the safety Correct. Measures. So I think we've been very lucky with investors from there on. Every time we've raised capital, we have always chosen on merit.
Just very quickly, why do you think there is a narrative that, you know, VC funded companies get pressured into this growth spectrum? Why do you think, is that just like media narrative? Does that really happen? Did you get lucky and it's not happening in your case?
No. It's actually, now let me explain. So I started my first company in 2010, So it's not the first time entrepreneur. 2010 to 2015, started three ventures. All of them went to zero. Raised zero capital, zero money, right? 2019, the first time we raised capital. So I've seen this a few times over the last 10, 12 years. And many people say that this lockdown has come. Sorry, my bad, not lockdown. This downturn has come in the last 2 years. So fundraising is not happening. VCs are scared. You know, there is a bloodshed in the market. The reality is this is great. What had happened is 2010 is for the first set of companies got funded. The Ola, the Zomato, Flipkart. 2013-14, the second. Paytm, you know.
Razorpay.
Then there came Urban Company.
Correct.
Then 2018-19 is when Pristine, you know, Off Business. Some of the Mama Earth, some of these massive companies got in, then the leader. So we are still a very young ecosystem, so we're learning. So what happened in this ecosystem? Everyone thought, and a lot of people have entrepreneurs celebrated, someone has put it in Forbes magazine, someone has made it, you know, Shark Tank. So everyone thought that entrepreneurs' journeys are very lavish, but they don't see how much work it is. Right. So it attracted a certain set of very, very bright, by the way, individuals who thought this was a quick buck. सो दे केम इन टू द यू नो स्टार्टअप इको सिस्टम जस्ट यार इसमें तो फटाफट से पैसे बन जाते हैं. अब वॉट दे डोंट रियलाइज इज 15 घंटे लगते हैं एवरी डे आज भी 4 साल के बाद. अब यू नो वी आर रिकॉर्डिंग दिस इज लाइक आई थिंक 10:30 इन द नाइट एंड द रीजन वी आर डिलेड इज बिकॉज द ऑफिस वॉज टिल 9:30 एंड वी कुडंट गेट फ्री नीदर यू नीदर मी राइट. सो पीपल डोंट सी दिस हार्ड वर्क. इट ऑल्सो आर वी सी इको सिस्टम वॉज ऑल्सो यंग. सो आई थिंक दे ऑल्सो एंडेड अप फंडिंग सम ऑफ द कंपनीज विच वर नॉट बिल्ट ऑन बेसिक्स. तो जब एक कंपनी बेसिक्स पे बिल्ड नहीं होती ना तो उसका पैसा बनता नहीं है. और जब आपका पैसा नहीं बनेगा तो बैंक भी तो आपको बोलेगा ना यार आपने पैसे डाले हैं थोड़ा तो पैसा कमाइए. सो ये जो प्रेशर है ना एक्चुअली उस कंपनीज का नैरेटिव है जिन्होंने बहुत पैसा रेस किया मिलियंस मार्केटिंग में डाल दिया और अर्न कुछ भी नहीं किया राइट. सो ये प्रेशर उनको आता है. यू टॉक टू एनी कंपनी विच इज सॉल्विंग अ रियल नीड एनी कंपनी विच इज एक्चुअली सर्विंग द कस्टमर्स एंड मेकिंग मनी उन पर कोई इन्वेस्टर्स प्रेशर नहीं डालते. आई टेल यू अनदर थिंग the good part is a lot of our VC ecosystem be it the peak 15s of the world the excels of the world you know the epic capitals of the world the matrixes of the world so many softbank even to some extent you know they've also of course invested heavily but especially the ones which are the young you know who supporting the young investors at seed stage they understand that business is a cycle.
Correct.
It cannot be upwards. It'll go up, it'll come down, it'll go up. In fact, in the downturn the best VCs come to you and tell you hey I hope everything is okay. Let us know how we can help. So, ये जो narrative है market में VC बड़ा pressure डालते हैं growth करो growth करो. Actually, उन्हीं companies के लिए वो genuinely कुछ business नहीं बना रहे. But anybody who's building a decent business, you talk to those entrepreneurs and they'll tell you that yes, we've had hard times. Yes, investors talk to us. Yes, they tell us hey, be more prudent. But they also ask us don't worry, it's going to happen. You are running a business. दुनिया में Apple नहीं अगर straight forward चल सकी, Microsoft नहीं straight forward चल सकी तो you know, we should not expect. Even Google has had hard times. Facebook has had hard times. Okay. Amazon has had hard times. You know, at home, Paytm has had hard time when they went to public markets. Zomato has had hard times. So it's okay. So I think that maturity is there. Correct. But the companies don't do. So I think that's the narrative to answer your question.
Correct.
So we should not be worried. Anybody raising capital, building good companies, don't bother. Don't be fear of these VCs. They are very, very smart folks like all of us. They work very hard. They have a different kind of business. They want an output. They take the highest risk. अब bank तो पैसा नहीं देता ना आपको.
Right.
तो अगर आपको VC पैसा दे रहा है और वो business बनाने के लिए पैसा दे रहा है, गल्ले पे पैसा बना रहा है ना sir. तो अगर वो नहीं बन रहा है, तो कोई पैसे वापस मांग नहीं रहा. So it's normal. So don't worry. But I think the more pertinent question you was asked the earlier alongside this question of you know
ये scale पे break करता
है. Scale पे जो break करता है. Let me give you an example of our scale.
Right.
On a weekend. 1,000+ patients will go inside and outside of an operation theater across 40+ cities, across 500+ hospitals, across 400+ surgeons of different age group. कोई 60-year-old होगा, कोई 30-year-old होगा. Different complexity. किसी को heart disease है, तो किसी को pacemaker है, तो किसी को diabetes है, और कोई एकदम fit है. Of different gender, कोई male है कोई female है. Of different backgrounds, somebody comes from a rich family, somebody comes and he is very good on nutrition, somebody comes from a not the best medical background, so sometimes his immunity is also compromised, right? So, and then there is people from all sorts of you know just risky work-life balances. What that means, somebody is literally literally bothered that they should recover very quickly so that they can rejoin their work because they are losing salary and somebody is okay to take a 1 month break. That's the diversity. But every weekend 1,000+ patients go inside and outside the OT in 40+ cities. There is no healthcare institution in the world which manages this level of complexity, and we have to ensure that every patient is not 99% sir, 120% safe. So yes, it's hard, and we accept that. You know, we accept the challenge, and hence for us, you know, I was maybe naive enough to once write on LinkedIn that you know sometimes we interview people by calling them at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know why we do that? आप सोचिए कि एक बार कोविड में सुबह 6 बजे एक पेशेंट का कॉल आता है. That they had this bleeding piles, right? So you know bawasir jisko bolte hain. So they had blood which was sort of coming out of the body. So it was hemoglobin was dropping, they were under tremendous pain. The family was getting worried ki mere loved one ki body se blood nikle ja raha hai. So it was emergency, 6 o'clock in the morning, COVID 20, the peak wave when a lot of young people passed away. And this person is in 30s, right? This is the, I think, the wave of 2021, May or June, when it was almost felt like COVID is taking lives of youngsters and not old and mainly their toddlers. And this family was worried. Ola was shut down. Uber was shut down. They did not have a private vehicle, so lower middle class family, and they had no way to get to the hospital, and the surgery was scheduled, right? One of our colleagues out of Gurgaon got up at 6, didn't inform everyone, this is the senior most management, took out his car, got a police pass, went to South Delhi, picked the patient from home, went to the hospital, got that patient admitted, stayed there for 5 hours just to ensure that patients were doing okay. Now, how do I write in a job description that this can happen?
Yeah.
We try to find out. In fact, yesterday I was talking to my HR team and he said, Harsh, sabse mushkil kaam pristine mein pata kya hai? Mere ko, chahe wo engineering mein technology ka banda main hire kar raha hoon, chahe main HR mein hoon, chahe main finance mein hoon. Mujhe ye ensure karna hai ki usko samajh aana chahiye ki kabhi na kabhi koi patient risk pe ho sakta hai aur aapko raat ko uthna padega.
Correct.
I'll give you an example. There was this patient at a hospital and his EMI, right? That patient was using an EMI and he got admitted to the hospital. The surgery was supposed to happen in tremendous pain with kidney stone, you know, and the doctors here, surgeons, everything is great. And, you know, we have our own, like you said, operational challenges, and that hospital, you know, refused to undergo procedure because the EMI failed. Right? EMI failed. Now the lending company failed, and this guy's kidney stone stuck in urethra, massive pain, managed, but very, very pain. EMI has failed. What do we do?
Correct.
Right? We got up our finance team at 2 a.m. in the night, asked them to send a payment to the patient, to the hospital, because we can't make a payment to the hospital in cash.
Correct.
Verified and sent the payment to the hospital at 2 a.m. in the night and got that patient admitted and did the surgery. Now, how do I tell my CFO ke raat ko 2 baje hum aapki team ko tan karenge? So I think we use some of these sharper ways to just identify talent, and sometimes calling people at 8 o'clock in the morning gives us that insight. We are not very ashamed of it. We are trying our own, making our own little hacks to, you know, judge people's or a perspective colleague's culture and his empathy, you know, areas. You know, one of the other things we go really, really after is, whenever somebody tells us, you know, is able to bring out a life story, like one of the most favorite questions I have is, what was the toughest situation in your life and how do you deal with it? Because it showcases the true colors in somebody's personality, right? And I've had situations where somebody said, my father didn't allow me to study, you know, upwards in Himachal, didn't allow me to study, wanted me to marry at about 18. I ran away from home, came to Delhi, worked in a call center, earned for 2 years, went to DU, got my education done, did a job, wow, got an MBA, and today I'm joining the company at a senior level, right? Wow. I mean, I have those stories. I have stories where a mother said I was in a tough marriage.
Correct.
You know, young, got married at early 20s, and my husband was abusive, and the only way for me to get out was really run away from home. Right, and two situations where they said, hey, my parents were staying in a small town with nobody taking care of them, and I couldn't afford them to, you know, stay in Gurgaon, so I started doing 3 jobs. I started doing a call center job in the night and started taking tuitions at night so that I can afford a 2 BHK, so I can bring my parents who are living in Ranchi to the same hometown. To a guy who once came up to me and was wearing, you know, IIT graduate, and came up and said, I have 20 lakh rupee loan. I said, why do you have a loan? He said, I was running a startup and it failed. I didn't raise capital. I couldn't. I took money from friends and family and it all failed. So I have to work. I will not be able to work one job. I have to do 2 jobs so that I can return that money. Now, these kind of things bring out the personality, and we use maybe not the best ways of HR to identify this kind of talent.
Yeah.
And we keep doing it. But coming back to the question, I think the question was on operations. So 1,000 patients, how do we do it? Extremely hard. We have built, combination of technology and processes. Mm. So every surgery which is scheduled over the week, there is a medical, scheduled over like next days, there's a medical director team which verifies all patients. Mm. They have a dashboard which gives them a blasting view which says, this is the patient, this is the age group, this is their profile, this is their background. So they are doing their own patient checks. Every patient is attached to a hospital. So we have put intelligence using data analytics and pattern analysis simple. And when we match a patient to a hospital, we use qualification. So a patient with a 60-year-old having an ENT surgery can be operated in hospital A, but cannot be operated in hospital B, where a 30-year-old can operate because of the nature of hospital. Mm. So we have mapped that complexity in the system.
Right.
So there is an operations team which is checking this complexity and saying, okay, my hospital selection is up to the mark. If this hospital does not have a 20-bedded ICU, if this hospital does not have a super specialist on roles, if this hospital does not have a attached a 24/7 ambulance and a tertiary care hospital, mm-hmm. A 45-year-old with asthma cannot be operated. So this is all data analytics. So both these parts
are built into the system.
This is all into the system. Prior to that, when we check, when we do surgeries, like I mentioned, we bought all the equipments, right? So aapko ek simple samajhna, surgery mein ek basic rule hai, I have to, in a very layman language, cut open a body. So jitna bada zakham hoega, utna risk of infection, risk of recovery, risk of wound not healing, pain, pus, everything is there. So as a medical knowledge, again, in a very simplistic sense, the goal is that incision on the body should be minimalistic, minimally invasive. So we have invested in massive number of equipments and consumables that every surgeon pristine is most advanced. Correct. So pehle ek doctor ki team check kar rahi hai, hospital verify ho raha hai, aur equipment most advanced. Hmm. Usse ek, and then I'm going backwards, okay?
Yeah.
Usse pehle, har patient ko ek care coordinator diya gaya hai.
Right.
Har patient ko ek insan manage kar raha hai. Wo aisa nahi hai ki कोई पेशेंट को हम कर रहे हैं, कोई पेशेंट को नहीं कर रहे. आप गरीब हैं, आप अमीर हैं, आपके पास बेंटले हैं या आपके पास मारुति क्या बोलते हैं 800 है या लूना है, डजंट मैटर. एवरीबॉडी गेट्स अ इक्वल केयर कोऑर्डिनेटर.
यू मेंशन दिस बिफोर.
हु इज ट्रैकिंग पेशेंट्स वाइटल्स एंड पेशेंट्स रिकॉर्ड बिफोर दे गेट टू द हॉस्पिटल. देन देयर इज अ प्री एनेस्थीसिया टीम व्हिच इज चेकिंग, लाइक आई हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट, व्हिच इज चेकिंग बिफोर द सर्जरी दैट इज पेशेंट इज ओके. And it doesn't stop there. The moment a patient is admitted to the hospital, our patient experience team starts to get activated. This team of people will reach out to the patient, every 3 hours to check, hey, are you doing okay? Is everything great? आपको पेट में दर्द तो नहीं हो रहा, आपके सर में दर्द तो नहीं हो रहा, कोई कंडीशन तो नहीं है. आपका कमरे का पर्दा तो साफ है. Like we also check that. आपका एसी तो चल रहा है.
आपको कैसे लग रहा
है? आपको आपका टीवी चल रहा है. आपको कोई तकलीफ तो नहीं हो रही है. So by talking to them some aesthetic questions and talking to the health, we know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Then every patient vitals are, every hospital has a white labeled pristine app. So every patient vitals are getting recorded in it. So that in the office, we know what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Then our surgeons, when our surgeons go to the hospital, when they do the surgery, they will mark in their system the surgery has been done, mm-hmm. right? When they mark in the system surgery has been done, their status in our system changes from pre-surgery to post-surgery.
Right.
Then a different set of teams manufactured. Then there is patient discharge. Ek patient ko discharge karne ke liye kam se kam 100 documents chahiye. Aapko pata hai Hindustan mein ek patient ko discharge karne ke liye 8 ghanta jata hai. Mm-hmm. Pristine mein hamara average time of patient discharge hai 1.5 ghanta. To ek patient ko subah 12 baje discharge karna hai agar, jo doctor subah 8-9 baje aayenge aur okay for discharge karenge, hum raat ko ek raat pehle, we are starting to prepare for it. OT notes, discharge summaries, patient documents, insurance document, diagnostic reports, patient vitals, everything starts to get into the place so that when the doctor comes in the morning at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, everything can be recorded. And when the doctor says at 10 o'clock, patient ready to discharge, we can run
ready.
And zoom and discharge the patient, send them to the hospital. So all this starts to, just functions like clockwork. Aur lekin, is sab ka base hai humare surgeons. Hum dunia mein sab kuch kar sakte hain. Or agar hamare surgeon achhe nahi hai, then the patient's profile is. So we go to the mtnth level to identify, is the surgeon up to the high quality? So there's a patient surgeon hiring process. How will you do it? every surgeon who's hired in Pristine has to do a certain, apart from just his basic education, has to be expert in certain qualifying fellowships, qualifying diplomas, qualifying kind of procedures or trainings.
Right.
Then they have to do 5,000 to 10,000 surgeries even before they've come to Pristine. Okay. We have realized that as of today, we don't have an ecosystem of a very large hospital where there's an assistant. So we want to hire very expert doctors. So every doctor who comes to Pristine has done 5,000 to 10,000 surgeries. We don't get them into the system if they're not. Then they undergo various examination. They will meet a medical expert. They will meet a domain expert. And then they will be interviewed with my co-founders who are surgeons themselves. That's when we select them. Mm-hmm. Once they are selected, they come to our headquarters in Gurgaon. In Hindustan, in any city, they come to Gurgaon. Their training is there. Unka soft skills or surgical skills ka training hota hai because they are surgeons, they've done 5,000 to 10,000 surgeries, so we don't really need to train them, but it's more like a finishing school. But soft skills pe patient se baat kaise karni hai, patient ko bimari kaise samjhani hai, patient ke questions ko kaise answer karna hai, detail mein kaise check karna hai, koi cheez miss kaise nahi karni hai, ye hum sikhate hain. You know, like I said, doctors are not taught in any ways to be the best, you know, teachers.
Yeah.
A doctor is like a teacher. They have to literally take the patient as a pupil and explain them ki yaar tumhare ko ye bimari hai, tumhare ko ye symptom hai, ye recovery hai, ye process hai, ye risk hai. Aapko, aap jante hain Hindustan mein average OPD time kya hai? 7 minute. That means the patient meets the doctor, in 7 minutes the doctor says you're done, ho gaya mera OPD. We track patient interaction with the doctor, our average time is upwards of 20 minutes. So that means we want our doctors to talk to the patients for 20 minutes.
Spend quality time.
20 minutes and explain them. Kya tumhare ko problem kya hai? You know, what's going wrong with you?
Correct.
And how will it be corrected? Hmm. Right? So just investing in doctors. Then doctors come in, they are taught, they are trained, then they are sent to a hospital. Then they see surgeries because we are also using advanced medical equipment, so we make them familiar. Then they go to their cities and get attached to a mentor who oversees their procedures, even though these doctors are very advanced, for about 2 weeks. Then they go through mentoring sessions, then they go live. So, a doctor Pristine mein aake live hone jaane mein bahut sare doctors ke, you know, sometimes doctors complain about that. That, hey, I'm a surgeon, I'm qualified.
Correct.
I've been in procedure, I've been doing surgeries, I've been in hospitals for 10 years, 20 years.
Correct.
My age is 40-year-old, 45-year-old, 50-year-old. I've done 10,000 surgeries, why are you training us?
Yeah.
And for us, the only and only reason is, sir, we have no ways to judge how will you react when you are in the OT and when a patient is complicated, so we're trying to preempt everything.
Correct.
So I think just fixing the doctors,
yeah,
fixing the patients, fixing advanced medical equipments, attaching the patients to the right doctors, monitoring them pre-surgery, during surgery, post-surgery, and taking care of their discharge, and then sending them home, we take care of it.
Wow.
But it khatam nahi hua.
Achha.
Jab ek patient Pristine se ghar jata hai, we track them for 2 months. So yeah, you
there
go
are follow-up home, calls.
There is a follow-up team, jo pehle 3 din mein aapko phone karegi, 7 din mein aapko reach out karegi, aapki free OPD karegi, ya free consult karegi.
Right.
Kyunki agar patient theek nahi hua, to bahut dikkat hai sir. To aapko doctor se milayegi zabardasti. Aap nahi aana chahe, phir bhi milayenge hum aapko. Paise bhi nahi lenge aapse. Lekin doctor se milayenge aapko. Aur aapko counseling nahi, aapko doctor ko milna hai. But there are certain patients who are like, we are doing well, I've gone to my hometown, I'm great, I don't need. But 85% patients come back and they meet the doctor. 70-odd% patients meet the doctor twice. Then we reach out to them in 30 days, 60 days. After 60 days, when the patient says, now I'm getting well, now I'm super doing, you know, okay, that's when we say, okay, now the engagement has ended. And even then, there are certain patients like me. Meri shoulder surgery 6 mahine ho gaye aur mujhe abhi lagta hai mera dard nahi hai. तो ये भी हमारे 99.9% हो जाता है, बट 2-4% मे बी 1-2 पेशेंट्स एवरी टाइम से, यू नो, मे बी माई हेड स्टिल हर्ट्स, मे बी माई वेरिकोस वेन में थोड़ा सा ब्लू रह गया है, मेरा नी 120 डिग्री तो हो रहा है, 90 डिग्री नहीं हो रहा है. सो आई थिंक हेल्थ केयर इज अ वेरी वेरी लॉन्ग जर्नी एंड वी आर इन इट.
No, wow, I think as you were explaining, right, there are so many moving parts and it looks like you have gone above and beyond to solve so many of them. Very quickly, right, the last part of this cycle is, since there are so many moving parts, is there no one person or entity which will be responsible, right? You could argue that, you know, that the patient's life or that surgery is going to be in transit with every other department, right, at every stage. But is there one point of authority or one point of concern, right, who will take complete responsibility? This patient is my responsibility. It can be a person, it can be the company. How does that work?
So, end to end, the only and only person responsible for the patient is Christian Care.
Okay.
Right? Like, there's no question around it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, we don't own the hospitals.
Right.
It doesn't matter, it is somebody else's OT. It is our doctor, our equipment, our patient, our diagnosis, our symptoms, we are responsible. The only, and I think the aspect you covered was that there is almost like a compartmentalized point, and we are using technology to connect it all.
Got
so
it.
That anybody wants to look at it,
everybody has visibility.
Everybody has visibility.
Got it.
Right? And then there is the medical department, medical directorate, which we call, which sits on top of this, which is looking through every step. So there's only one department in Pristine or one function in Pristine which has insight to everything, which is medical directorate. They can see the patient through before the doctor. Once they met the doctor, the diagnosis, the admission, the actual surgery, the patient files, the discharge, post-discharge recovery. See, we also have to understand it is very sensitive patient information, right? So there's a privacy angle. So we can't open it to everyone, right? But there is electronic records. So we compartmentalize and we've created security layers. Only medical directorate has the access to look at all. And even they, not everybody can be. There are only few senior folks who can look at all and others on case-by-case basis so that we can track every patient. But hands down, a patient enters Pristine Care, the responsibility starts from Pristine Care, ends with Pristine Care, starts from the founders, ends with the founders, starts from the colleagues, and ends with the colleagues. There's no question.
Got it. I think that clarifies. The last bit was, you know, around the attrition in the company, right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, like, you know, a lot of numbers, almost to the tune of, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
100% attrition in certain teams. What is the reality? Why is it happening? Is it a culture thing? Is it because it's going fast? Is it true at all? What is the cause there?
No, absolutely. Let me give you a quick snap, stat rather. We started hiring in 2019 outside the founders and maybe a couple of folks, right?
Okay.
There are 200 people in Pristine. This is 2023. We started in 2019. So this means like 4 years. There are 200 people in Pristine who are more than 3 years in the company. 200 people. All right. There are, this is 200 people more than 3 years.
Right.
There are 100 people in the company who are more than 4 years. 100 people in the company who are more than 4 years. That means they joined us before
the start.
They joined us before September of 2023. Oh, sorry, September of 2019.
Yeah.
Before September of 2019, they joined us. We started hiring in 2019. 100 people like that who are more than 4 years in the company. And there are another 100 which are going to just complete 3 years by December in the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Right? In our top management, so you have to understand our company is divided into two large parts.
Correct.
There is a frontliners, right? There is the care coordinators,
correct,
who are with the patients.
Yeah.
There is this field team on the ground, which is helping with admission, discharge. There is a team which is helping with cab booking, with attendant booking,
correct,
doctor travel, equipment movement. These are frontliners.
Yeah. How many people here? Yeah, maybe let's take a step back first and just understand
You know, out of nearly 2,000 people, this number is about 1,300, 1,400.
Got it. So total employees around?
About 2,000.
2,000, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
1,300, 1,400 people. These 1,300, 1,400 people, 700 care coordinators, 200 ops, 100 people in insurance ops, 100 people helping insurance, 100 people in patients travel, 100 people in food, 100 people helping doctors, so almost like 1,300 people. These folks are the first time or the second time hires, first or second time jobs.
Right.
They're in the first or second jobs rather, right? Salary, 3-3.5 lakh hai.
Correct.
Right? This is that workforce jinka genuinely bahut badhiya career path nahi hai. It's a reality.
Right.
It's a problem which BFSI has not been able to solve. It's a problem with frontliners in healthcare has not been able to solve. Not just for, do you know the attrition rate in hospitals of nurses is literally 80%. Right, in nurses, which are the front, not doctors. The nurses, 80%. These are the frontliners.
Right.
For us, these are the people who are frontliners.
Right.
Inka attrition bahut high hai. Genuinely high hai. And I think we would love for it to be low, but the reality is it is high. And I think it's not easy for them because technically we are working 24/7.
Right.
There is a roster system and everybody has a roster, but आप एक केयर कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं, आपने एक पेशेंट को हॉस्पिटल एडमिट कराया रात को 2 बजे, सुबह 6 बजे उनको कोई तकलीफ हो गई, वो सीधा आपको कॉल करेगा, वो ये थोड़ा देखेगा आप सो रहे हो.
करेक्ट.
आप एक इंश्योरेंस वाले हो, आपने इंश्योरेंस के प्रोसेस किया है, आप घर चले गए हो, संडे शाम को TPA बंद हो गया, पेशेंट को क्या फर्क पड़ रहा है?
करेक्ट.
आपको तो इंश्योरेंस प्रोसेसिंग करनी है, TPA का कोई लेना देना नहीं. आप एक इक्विपमेंट मैनेज करते हो, संडे को भी सर्जरी होती है, तो आपका संडे क्या है?
करेक्ट.
आप एक डॉक्टर टीम को सपोर्ट करते हो, डॉक्टर ने सुबह 10 बजे जाना था, डॉक्टर की सर्जरी इमरजेंसी प्रीवियस पेशेंट की डिले हो गई है, आपको अगली सर्जरी हैंडल करनी है, डजेंट मैटर यू आर ऑन लीव, राइट? सो इट्स अ वेरी वेरी हार्ड रियालिटी और हेल्थ केयर इज टफ. आई मीन थिंक ऑफ इट, माई वाइफ इज अ डॉक्टर एंड ड्यूरिंग कोविड शी वॉज वर्किंग विद 12 आवर्स ऑफ नॉन स्टॉप PPE किट इन द गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल वेयर शी हैड 200 बेबीज लिटरली एवरी डे एंड शी कुड नॉट गो टू द रेस्ट रूम. The reality is healthcare is an extremely, extremely hard industry. And these frontliners, and hats off to them. Like, we can't, like, dena nahi de sakte unka. Wo jitna, actually, very honestly, doctors to patient ka khayal rakhte hain based on their skill. Ye log patients ka khayal rakhte hain based on just their sheer hard work. Like, not skill, sheer presence. And isme attrition kafi high hai. We would love for it to be low, but it's high. But then there is another team, the corporate team. The HR, the finance, the technology, the marketing, the senior leadership, the category managers, the legal team, right? The insurance leadership, the recruiters.
There's a brand team.
Like
also.
Brand team, right? So all of this team, product team, this is like a typical corporate team. Isme hamara attrition 32-33% hai. You know, reality is hum to chahte hain ki ye bhi 15% ho, 10% ho, because refilling and rehiring is the hardest job. You have to understand, as a company, it is hardest to hire people. And in startups, and in fast-growing startups, and they are in healthcare.
Yeah.
So once we hire, we don't want to let them go. Right. And so the attrition is about 30-35%. See, the reality is, India ki pehli tech industry shuru hui thi Infosys se, Wipro se, Tech Mahindra se. Infosys ki attrition 29%. Tech Mahindra Wipro ki 23% hai. Amazon ki 69% hai. Right? एवरेज स्टार्टअप की हिंदुस्तान में 40-45% है. सो हमारी जो 35% अट्रिशन है, इट्स एक्चुअली नॉट दैट बैड. हाँ, जो लार्ज पॉपुलेशन है, विच इज 70% ऑफ अ कंपनी, बट दैट्स फ्रंट लाइनर्स. इट विल बी वेरी, इट्स नॉट राइट वे टू क्लब बोथ ऑफ देम टुगेदर. वी हैव टू लुक एट डिस्ट्रीट, एंड आई थिंक समटाइम्स पीपल एंड फोक्स डोंट लुक एट डिस्ट्रीट. सो अट्रिशन इज अ चैलेंज फॉर अ फ्रंट लाइनर वर्क फोर्स. इट इज द सेम चैलेंज एनी हेल्थ केयर इंस्टीट्यूशन गोज थ्रू. It is the same challenge any BFSI goes through, any back-end support company goes through, any warehousing, operations, logistic company goes through. Right. But then there is a front end which is 30-35% is not good, but
it's not as bad as the 40%, 45%
joki ki average startup ki India mein chal raha hai.
Got it. Nahin, I think that puts things into perspective.
Hum log kal discuss kar rahe the. In the last, and you have to understand, when we started Pristine in 2019, we were at zero. Hmm. We will do 1,000 crores this year.
Yeah.
And in the space of four and a half years, we've come this far. Yeah. And we have done 2 major buybacks.
Correct.
Humne pichle 3 saal mein har saal ESOP buyback karte hain. Aur humare ESOPs bhi fantastic hai. Unlimited holding hai. That means even if you leave the company, you don't have to sell today, you can keep holding them on. एक्सेलरेटेड बाय बैक है. कल को कुछ नया चेंज हो गया, कंपनी एक्वायर हो गया, स्ट्रेटेजिक मूव हो गया, यू विल गेट एक्सेलरेशन. एंड एवरीबडी, इवन हु जॉइंस द कंपनी टूडे, जब कंपनी जीरो पे थी तब भी उनको 1 रुपये पे मिलता था. एंड इफ़ सम ऑफ द फोक्स विल अंडरस्टैंड ईसॉप्स, देर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन देयर स्ट्राइक प्राइस. इट कुड बी फेस वैल्यू और इट कुड बी मार्केट वैल्यू. एवरीबडी इन द कंपनी गेट्स एन ईसॉप एट फेस वैल्यू ऑफ ₹1. It doesn't matter if you join on day one or when the company is a unicorn. Everybody gets at face value. So everybody gets the benefit day one. Hum do bari pichle 3 saal mein buyback kar chuke. Even in March, the coming March, we have already announced that we will do a buyback worth $10 million. Upwards of 200 people will make money on that.
In this environment.
In this environment. And we have hired 600 people in the last 1 quarter.
Wow.
Right? So So I think a lot of time people put out a, they pluck out a number, they have no context and just kind of goes out in the open.
And also in a space where, you know, in healthcare, in a model which was not proven before, this is the India first model, right? Aisa koi comparable to hai in the US mein. So yeah, no, I think,
you know, I would a lot of people also tell us that we have really, really innovated on our business model. But the reality is, this business model fragmentedly existed for ages.
Correct.
Sadiyon se chalta aa raha hai ki ek bahut acche doctor bahar apna clinic karte hain aur wo apna hospital nahi bana sakte hain, so they go to a hospital and they do the surgery. Correct. All Pristine did was they got a huge surgeons, they got all of them on their payrolls or their as in employees. They gave them massive support of doctor management, of equipments, of high advanced technology, of insurance, and told them that you will have never, do you know, in majority hospitals, doctors have targets to acquire patients? And that's, do you know why doctors join?
They are responsible for lead generation also.
They are responsible for getting the patient. In Pristine, every patient is acquired by Pristine directly. That doesn't mean a doctor wants to refer a patient, we will not take it.
Of course.
But every patient is acquired by Pristine directly, and it's a business decision because we don't want to be dependent on an individual.
Correct.
So doctors join us because they don't have to attract patients. They get extremely highly paid. Our payout and salary structures are better than any corporate hospital in India. Any corporate hospital in India, we are most highly paid, right? And then we gave them so much support. So that's why doctors joined us. And then we gave them our clinics, then we gave them hospitals. So it's an existing model. We just organized it, put a lot of technology around it, and put massive processes and scaled it to our next level.
Yeah, no, but that's commendable to see because we think about these, you know, we say that India has copycat models, etc., right? Although I have this entire theory about it, this model is definitely unique, India first. Yeah. And yeah, although, you know, it existed in silos, you've just built together everything really well.
Yeah.
This has been very interesting, I think, just to hear your side and clarify so many things, because it just makes sense, right? Like, we need to hear both sides of the story, and just you've been able to really comprehensively explain what stands behind it. On a more human lens, as we, you know, perhaps end, I want to understand, like, as a founder, you also have, you know, your own sort of ambition, emotions, running the day-to-day. It's been a grind, right?
Yeah.
And that has been evident, right? Because the company cannot grow and cannot do the impact that it has unless it's been a grind. But incidents like these, right? There was, of course, an unfortunate fatality as well.
Yeah.
A life was lost. These will happen from time to time.
Yeah.
It is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
What does that do to you on a human level as a founder, right? Like, how do you make peace with it? Because you are in this business, like, what is it like? Because
I'm sure
you set out to build a business. I'm not sure how much of this was known in foresight, right? So
not
all
known.
I'm trying to understand
not
is
known.
How
wait,
do you
wait,
make
honestly,
peace?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I think, what you, I think, refer to is a patient not making it. See, I think, you know, you have to understand, just like, you know, I'm a non-medical.
Yeah.
Even though both my co-founders are surgeons, I'm a non-medical. I'd come from a tech industry. I was at Urban Company building salon at home and very different challenge, amazing company. I love the people. But I had not, and fortunately for me, I think the only demise in my family which I had seen was my grandfather in 92. I was 6 years old, so didn't really have memories. So for me, human life was pretty much taken for granted.
Yeah.
And so it is very hard. but the reality is, we are in a business, in a function where sometimes human lives will be lost. Mm. And we can't escape it. Yeah. Other, if I'm in a cab industry, sometimes there will be an accident. If I'm running a hotel industry, sometimes somebody will, there will be a fire and somebody will jump from the floor. If I'm in a factory, a laborer will get hurt. So I think we have to accept. But I think there is a context which we're trying to see. You know, in India, unfortunately, the average mortality rate in hospitals is upwards of 25-26%. Right? A lot of people place it between 24%, some place it at 28%. There's a huge government record out there, but it is in India, hospital rate is about 25-26%. In private hospitals, it is lower, but it is about 18%. In planned surgeries, and then I'm just bringing out the funnel, in planned surgeries, which are less life-threatening, it is about 3%.
Right.
Right? That means every third patient in a planned surgery can actually lose their life in India. Christine has done over 2.5 lakh surgeries or 2 lakh surgeries. In less than 10 cases, there has been this extremely, extremely unfortunate outcome, right? And so the number of patients which have had a tough outcome or couldn't make it from the 2.5 lakh surgeries we have done, that number is not even 10, right? I would live with zero. It's hard to live with 10. But then the reality is, can't escape it. The first time where a patient's life was lost, I think I couldn't sleep for 2 days because I had never seen in my life. And my wife, came up to me and said that I hand over. And she was working in a government hospital that time. And she said, I hand over 2 dead bodies a day, right? So you have to, it's nerve-wracking. Yeah. It's nerve-wracking to just live through it. I couldn't sleep for 2 days, didn't eat. I've never worn the shoes I was wearing the first time when a patient didn't make it in procedure. I've never worn those shoes. It was the day one of my shoes. I have new shoes, and I've never worn that in my life ever. So it's not easy, but having said that. And I think as a founder, it just gives you an extra push to go the extra mile. There was this patient just a few days ago in Bangalore. Unka cataract surgery hona tha, and with like literally no eyesight. The surgery was scheduled on a Sunday. And on Saturday night, we realized that there was a particular lens for the surgery that was unavailable in our warehouse. And suddenly they said there was a panic. We said, okay, let's do the surgery on a Monday. And we informed the patient. Patient told us, ki, I am blind, literally dying daily because I can't walk in the house. I live alone, right? I walk and I die and I fall and I'm hurting my forehead, I'm hurting my hands. And you are saying that you're going to delay a surgery by a day. Do you understand what that means? This is like, I think, 9:30 on a Saturday, right? We said, okay, not happening. Sunday morning, 5 o'clock, we got a major multinational factory open. And I'm not going to give you the name, but we got that factory open with like upteen requests. We took the lens, took an 8 o'clock flight to Bangalore, landed at 11 o'clock, operated on the patient at 1 o'clock. Just to ensure that the patient can have the procedure done, they can remain admit for a day, get discharged later, and can restore their vision. I think this fear pushes you beyond the boundaries to do stuff like this. And it's not us. Yeah. There have been cases where Pristine's employees have donated blood because the patient's HbA1c was down. There have been cases where somebody has drove from Pune to Bangalore overnight because a consumable got over and the surgery was next day morning. There have been times when a doctor slept at the hospital on the floor just to ensure they felt the patient might have pain because his immunity is low. There have been instances when a patient's attendant got worried and somebody stayed with them for the night just to console them. Even today, when a new hire comes to Pristine, we take them through admission, discharge, stay overnight in the hospital so that they can experience
what the patient missed.
There have been times when we have flown doctors across city when a doctor fell sick and could not operate on a patient. So we flew a doctor from a different city. And 50,000 ka surgery hai, ya 20,000-45,000 rupaye ka surgery hai, aur aapko last minute pe aadha ghanta pehle airport pe jaake ticket lena pad raha hai, to 40,000 ka to return flight hai.
Correct.
But we've done all that. And not once. These things happen every week because it's a human being involved. Right. And I think so these sensitivity, these fears push you to do things like this. And then it pushes you to make tremendous processes. If there's an alert team in Pristine, made only senior most members and doctors, if an alert comes into their group or an alert system that a patient might be in trouble, they leave everything, and they are all on calls, they are all on the field, they will drive, take flights, take trains, do whatever, but patient becomes a priority, right? You know, we have recently started doing something unique. We have our oath, we have our vision. Before the meetings of non-medico teams, we are putting that vision on the board. So, aap yaad kar lo ki aap yahan pe sirf ho ke patient hona chahiye, uski care karna hai, sabse expert doctor, sabse advanced medical equipment, aur ek bhi process nahi toot sakta.
Correct.
We track how many patients got delayed reaching home by 30 minutes. We track how many patients got the room from the time to their reception to the room. Hum ye number track karte hain. कितने पेशेंट्स को डिले हुआ और आग लग जाती है ऑफिस में. आज यू नो आई डोंट नो इट इज 10 o'clock, यू कम ऑन अ थर्सडे, यू कम ऑन अ फ्राइडे, यू गो टू द ऑफिस एट 10 o'clock, देयर विल बी सम टीम्स वर्किंग आउट फिगरिंग आउट यार कल हमारी यू नो 600-700 पेशेंट्स का सर्जरी है इन 40 सिटीज इन द कंट्री, लेट्स जस्ट होप एवरीथिंग इज ग्रेट.
आई रिमेंबर द फर्स्ट,
दिस पुशेस यू.
या सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट, बट द फर्स्ट टाइम आई एक्चुअली विजिटेड यू इन पर्सन was sometime in 22, I think, last year sometime early, and this was a Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I remember we were in a glass sort of cubicle, and I just like, there was this energy, right?
Yeah.
And passion in the room.
Yeah.
That was just hard to digest.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, wow, what must it like to be working towards a combined passion that drives you to be there at that hour, at that point in day, right? I clearly remember.
No, absolutely. But the question, right? That fear and then sensory drives you to hire the right people and sometimes call them at 8 o'clock in the night or interview them at 12 a.m. in the night. Hire the right doctors, make the right processes, make the right technology. Put extra people when required, work with the best hospitals, work with the best equipments, so that every patient is like super, super, super secure. So it pushes you. But to be honest, wherever I ever hear the news, even if it's once in 6 months, 7 months, and whenever a tough news happens, it's still the same. It is still very hard.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll ever learn. I'll learn of it. You know, and you talked about, I think you pointed out another thing, the grind and the passion. We have come through COVID. We are a young company which went down, right? Surgeries didn't happen, doctors couldn't get out, patients go to hospitals were shut, right? Just to survive, we started doing anything we could. We started distributing sanitizers, we started distributing masks. So when Amazon Flipkart shut tha, Pristine ke ground pe sanitizer and mask bech raha tha. Just because humein apne 100 employees ko paisa dena tha, salary dena. And we kept doing for a year. Then we sanitizer, becha, then mask, becha, then oximeter, becha, then sanitizer ka stand aaya tha, wo pair wala, wo bhi becha.
Yeah.
September 21, we said, yaar, sab kya kachra bech rahe hain? And let's shut this down. The COVID wave is ended. We are back on track. But then a few good smart folks said, hey, we have developed capabilities. We have developed e-commerce. We have developed distribution. We have developed warehousing. We know how to do returns. We have know how to do logistics. Why don't we start something? And out of nowhere, without a business plan, we started a company called BeatXP.
Yeah.
September 21, we launched that company. This year, we will do $100 million on BeatXP in under 2 years. It's the fastest growing D2C brand in the country ever. And I think you asked about that Saturday night spirit. So if you want to know the spirit of Pristine Care, come to our office 8 p.m. Saturday and you will know what we are built of.
Yeah. And no, commendable job with BeatXP, because I was also like, I think in one of these conversations itself, I realized that BeatXP was a part of Pristine Care. So many people, I think, are not consciously aware about the very same. So it's very commendable. It was born inside of the company, as you mentioned.
Out of accident, without a business plan, from COVID.
That is incredible. But yeah, no, I think that just puts the human in front of the, you know, entrepreneurship, glamour, all of this, right? You just understand that healthcare is difficult. Playing with human lives is not possible. You're not playing. This is a very trust business. When you're a healthcare, you're not, you're building a business, but you're first responsible for the people. And that's a huge responsibility. There is fear attached to it. And then there is responsibility, which you have, of course, enabled and shown with great character. So I think it's lovely to mention that. And I don't think I've heard you talk about it in that exact tone before. So I think that's really, really nice of you to mention. I think as we end, right, and I think this has been a super intense discussion, but I think one that was really required. It clarifies so much of what the pristine model does. I remember you always as that, in the first conversation we ever had, you mentioned you are that kid in the paratha factory, right?
Yeah.
And this is your paratha factory.
Yeah.
If you had to, this has been, I wouldn't say a turbulent time, but there's been so much that's been happening, right? The company's grown. You just spoke about 600 new people in the last quarter that you have added. What would you have to share as we end in terms of just core learnings about what the job entails, right?
Yeah.
What it means to be founder, really, that nobody else will tell you. What would you have to say?
No, I think, you talked about being resilient and tough times. You know, I was lucky enough to, study in a very, very high quality institution abroad in the US. And I remember going through that institution, and I was involved in everything on campus. And there were so many institutions, so many times they said, hey, Tobblehead, Talibani, and go back to your country, don't kill us. And there were so many things. So it's not the first time, right? I remember I thought I will become an investment banker, and I started to go into that, and everybody said, hey, you need to be 6 feet, you need to be white, and you need to be dropped and handsome to be an investment banker in the US, and you are none of them. And I ended up becoming one before chucking it all to come back to India. So being resilient is, I think, part of our personality. But I think beyond the aspect of what founder is, I think I want to actually touch base on something different. For me, I think our generation right now, especially in India, we have a responsibility, man. Do you know there is 231 million middle class in India right now? That is literally, population of America is 300 million.
Yeah.
We are 300 million people in the age group of 25 to 30. Right? We are an economy which has, which is growing at the fastest pace of any large country. We have the economic dividend, or rather not the economic, the how do you put it? And I maybe forgetting the word. Demographic dividend is it. We have the demographic dividend on our side, and we have a leadership right at the top, which is driving us like there is no tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, India is the biggest startup in the world for me right now. Yeah. We are going to be a $7 trillion economy by 2030. And I keep telling all my friends, there is nowhere in the world you should be, but you should be in India. It's all happening here. So yes. I think, first of all, as a founder and as a generation of this, I think this time is not going to end. I actually learned of a very interesting stat. The per capita income in India right now, and maybe the average youth population and age, is the same as China in 2007.
Oh, wow.
And that's been the golden years for China, 2007 to 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
Right before probably COVID wave hit and some of the changes happened. So we are going to be in a place where the world is not going to look at anything but look at India.
Yeah.
Right? So first of all, as a founder, for me, that's the biggest macro which drives me daily. I think the second thing which I also keep sharing with people is, khuli aankhon se sapne dekhne hain humko. Hame aankhen band karke sapne nahi dekhne. Khuli aankhon se dekhne aur yaad rakhne. But mehnat, we have to work very hard. Yeah. See, you have to understand, there are a lot of cricketers who are as talented as Virat Kohli. But how many become Virat Kohli? How many train 2-3 hours a day forever? I saw this LinkedIn interview where he said, in 2016, I gave up Chola Bhatura, and it has been 7 years I have not touched one. How many people can make that sacrifice and have that perseverance? Mm-hmm. So if you really want to make it, really want to make it,
it requires hard work.
I have not seen an astronaut, make it by putting in 10-15 hours of just body conditioning. I have not seen an IAS, top an IAS or qualify for IAS without putting in 15 hours a day. I have not seen a sports person eating, sleeping, exercising, repeat for 10-12 years before they win an Olympic medal. So you're not going to be a founder of a large company if you're not willing
to put in
massive amounts of hard work. And I'm यू नो एज ऑनेस्टली एज आई कैन टेल यू, ये जो वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस का थ्योरी है ये गलत नहीं है, बट ये सब पे अप्लाई नहीं होता है. इट इज़ अ चॉइस. माई बेस्ट फ्रेंड स्टेज इन कैनेडा. 4:59 PM ऑन अ फ्राइडे हिज वर्क फोन गोज ऑफ, 8 AM ऑन अ मंडे इट गोज ऑन. उसका मैनेजर उसे फोन भी नहीं कर सकता है, एंड ही इज दैट्स द वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस ही वॉन्ट्स. बट द कंपनी ही वर्क्स विद और ही वॉन्ट्स टू वर्क विद गोज 5% अ ईयर. इट्स अ बिहीमिथ. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बी अ स्टार्टअप फाउंडर, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू ग्रो 200% अ ईयर, 300% अ ईयर, वी आर ग्रोइंग एट 5x अ ईयर फॉर द फर्स्ट 3 years, देन यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड आपको संडे को भी काम करना पड़ेगा, रात को 10 बजे करना पड़ेगा, 8 बजे भी करना पड़ेगा. और जितने फाउंडर्स और जितने स्टार्टअप के यू नो यंग लीडरशिप है, वो आपको ये बता नहीं रही है, लिंक्डइन पे लिख नहीं रही है, बट दे आर पुटिंग इन आवर्स एंड आवर्स ऑफ हार्डवर्क, मैसिव परसिवियरेंस, डेली फेलियर्स, मैसिव इंस्पिरेशन एंड पर्सनल सैक्रिफाइसेस टू मेक इट राइट. यू डोंट बिकम अ जेप्टो और अ ज़ेरोज़ा और अ फ्लिपकार्ट और अ इंडिया स्टार्टअप विच ग्रोज एट यू नो 6%, 6.5% व्हेन द वर्ल्ड इज अंडरगोइंग रिसेशन विदाउट आर प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड द लीडरशिप लिटरली ट्रैवलिंग एंड मीटिंग पीपल फॉर 15 hours a day. इट जस्ट doesn't happen. So this, the things which people won't tell you is, no founder has ever had a work-life balance ever. It's impossible.
Yeah, and that's so crucial, and I think that's such a lovely note to end on, because yeah, I think it's not rosy, and if you are, you know, looking at the bright side, you also have to look at what goes on behind to make it happen, which is all the no work-life balance, the resilience, the bad days, the things that will, you know, go wrong in the company, yet you will persevere and build it out, because, you know, startups by nature are doing these disruptive things jo badi companies nahi kar rahi.
Yeah.
To unhe kam time mein karna hai. So it needs to be
done. You are fighting failure. You are stacked against being failure. 10 mein se 9 hai fail hona.
Correct.
So jab aapko pata hai ki starting hi 90% chance of failure hai, you don't have a choice.
But that's lovely. I think I'm so glad you mentioned it. Because somebody needs to, and I think more people need to voice it out, and it's more important to realize it. But this has been such a pleasure as always, Harsh. I think I feel really fortunate to just know you in my personal capacity as well, and every time we have such a conversation, I'm always left in awe with the authenticity, the clarity, the resilience, right? I always remember that you mentioned that you could have done anything but start a company at a point, right? Yeah. Because you spent 5 years, 3 startups did not work. And then you worked at Urban Company, built that, you know, salon business as a Sikh with no experience.
Yeah.
but then, and it just kept taking off. Yeah. And from then to here, to this unique, disruptive model in healthcare, which builds trust and just changes the experience for so many people getting surgeries done in the space. It's just amazing. So it's been a pleasure, as always, and I'm so glad we did this. Thank you so much.